And here's Bob Stone.
Okay. You ready for some music? Some of you weren't here yesterday. What you're going to hear now is Mexican-American norteño music, which means music from the north. And in this case, it means from the northern part of Mexico. There's a slight difference between this and what people would call Tex-Mex. But the lead instrument is accordion, button accordion, which was introduced to that area of South Texas and northern Mexico by Germans and Czechs in the late 19th century. And a lot of the music the Germans and Czechs were playing was polkas and also waltzes. And they adapted those, Mexicanized them, if you will. So you hear a lot of similarity. The dancing style, and there is room here for people to dance, and we encourage that, because this is dance hall music. The dancing style is not like conventional polka. How you doing? Great. The singing style is in two or sometimes three parts, harmony, very close harmony, beautifully done. And this is the approximate equivalent of country music for Mexican Americans. And although it's música norteño, it comes from the north of Mexico, it's enjoyed by Mexicans throughout Mexico and by Mexican Americans throughout the U.S. And it's, you know, just like country music, it's the most popular musical form among, let's say, working class, you know, blue collar people. And so there's bands that play all over, including in Florida. We have about 365,000 Mexicans, according to the 2000 census. So there's probably well over, there could be a 500,000 by now, people of Mexican descent. And there's dances every weekend during the farming season especially. You wouldn't normally hear them because they're not print advertised, and they're only on what's usually AM radio is their usual advertising on AM radio. Also word of mouth, and you can check in your local Mexican grocery store. Sometimes there's flyers, yeah. And some of the biggest community is in the Homestead area down south. Immokalee is probably a close second over by near Fort Myers. And then the Tampa, Sarasota, Bradenton area is another big area. And up around the little small towns of Pearson and Seville where they work ferns. And that's between Ocala National Forest and Palatka. Are we about ready? How close are we? The leader of the group is Tom Granato, whom I met down in Homestead. He lived there for years. After Hurricane Andrew, he relocated. Tom is, he doesn't have a music store anymore, but he's still in the accordion repair business. He'll fix you right up, sell you an accordion, fix your accordion, tune it up. The instrumentation, of course, electric bass on the left. The next instrument is a bajo sexto, which is it's a 12-string guitar, but it's an octave lower, a whole octave lower. It's tuned just a little bit differently. It's in, low strings E, then A, D, G, and then it goes straight to a C string instead of a B string, and then the top pair is a F. Right. And just like country music, Tom will explain some of the songs to you, but a lot of them are, they're drinking songs, they're cheating songs, they're about lost love, or a love you're trying to have, or a love you're trying to forget, or something like that. Just like country music, exactly. Are we ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's hear it for Conjunto Aventura.
Thank you.
Me caí de la nube que andaba como 20,000 metros de altura. Por poquito que pierdo la vida, si esa fue mi mejor aventura. Por la suerte caí entre los brazos de una linda y hermosa criatura. Me tapó con su lindo vestido y corriendo a esconder me llevó. Me colmó todo el cuerpo de besos y abrazada conmigo lloró. Preguntaba que yo le dijera qué persona de allá me aventó. No le pude decir nada, nada, solamente pensé en la maldad. Me subí hasta la nube más alta y tirarme a matar de verdad. Olvidar esa ingrata criatura que en mi cara me supo engañar.
This tune we just did is called Me Caí de la Nube, which means I fell from the clouds. And we're going to do a variety of songs, and I'm also going to kind of explain a little bit about our music, the instruments we play, especially this instrument, which is called a bajo sexto, and the accordion. And as we go along, I know we only have like 30 minutes, but I'll try and be as brief as possible. So we'll continue. We're going to sing this next song. It's called La Puerta Negra, means the black door.
Thank you.
you very much. I'd like to talk a little bit about our music. Our music is it's called música norteña, or music from the north. And what this means is this music was developed in the northern part of Mexico, which that's what norteña means. And with the settlers that moved in into the area in the late 1800s, or I should say mid 1800s, of course they brought their instruments with them, especially the accordion and some other instruments. And of course, as time has gone by, we have developed our music to our style. We play a lot of polkas because of the German and Polish influence. And so this is where our music comes from. All right, we'll get into the instruments a little bit later. We'll continue with some more music. We're going to do a cumbia now. This is a cumbia that's a different style of rhythm, and also is actually comes from the land of South America in Colombia. It's called La Campesina. I'd like to thank you very much. I'd like to talk about the instrument that David is playing here. It's a very Mexican instrument. It's also a very unique instrument in the style of music that we're playing. Some people sometimes use a guitar, but it doesn't really give you the sound for the unique norteño, traditional norteño music. This instrument originally had 12 strings back when it was first introduced, and this one has 10 strings. And what the difference is, back when it was introduced, that it was used as a bass and a rhythm, like a rhythm guitar. But nowadays, of course, we have the bass player, and so we don't reuse the high or the low strings much. And that's really the main thing that makes the instrument so unique. But we continue to use it the way it is, even though they have made it into a 10 string for the same reasons, and we don't use the bass strings that much. But it's a very unique instrument to the traditional norteño music, which is what we're playing today. And also, it's got like very thick strings compared to a guitar string, especially the bottom strings or the high strings. They start with an F. All right, we're gonna continue with some more music. We're gonna do a huapango, which is another different style of rhythm music. I'm gonna switch accordions. Huapango is called el chanclazo, which means the tapping of the sandal on the floor. Thank you. Thank you. Let me talk a little bit about the accordion now. This instrument, as I was saying earlier, came from European influence in Mexico back in the 1800s. And this instrument this one in particular is made in Italy. And the reason I switch accordions is they're tuned in different keys. This one here is a F, B flat, E flat, A flat. And this other one, it's EAD and a G. And they make them in other keys also, a GCF and a ADG. So that's the reason for switching on the accordions. It depends on the song and the key we're going to be playing in. Also, it's totally different. It's a diatonic accordion compared to a piano accordion. This accordion, for same button, you have two different notes. And on a piano accordion, you have the same note when you push and pull on the air. So that's the difference in the diatonic accordion and the piano accordion. All right. We're going to go back to the ranchera songs. Bob, how much time we got? All right. Okay. We're going to... We got a request for a cumbia, so we're gonna go ahead and do that, and then go back to the rancheras. This cumbia is called Esther, which means Esther, and it's about a girl that she loves to dance, and she's having a hard time with her boyfriend coming out to dance with her. So it's called Esther. Thank you.
novia que se llama Esther, tiene las garrotas como Lucifer. Yo tengo una novia que se llama Esther, tiene las garrotas como Lucifer. Ay Esther, ay Esther, no te agaches mucho que te pueden ver. Ay Esther.
This next tune that we want to do, I want to do this especially for my friend Bob. This is a combination of a couple of polkas. I'm going to start off with Mas Tequila for Mr. Bob Stone there. It's called Mas Tequila, which means more tequila. And then we're going to go into another one. It's called Astegarras, which means like sort of get down. Yeah, there you go. Tear it up. Thank you. right, thank you. Thank you very much. Before we step down, that was our last tune. Just want to introduce the band. We got on the bass, Juan Gonzalez. On the bajo sexto, David Avalos. And on the drums, Mr. Javier Martinez. And myself, Tomas, on the accordion. Thank you.
Conjunto Aventura, how about it?